We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
49ers wide receiver, 95.7 The Game football insider, the great Terrell Owens with us here on 95.7 The Game. T.O., as always, we appreciate the time. Let's jump right into it. What was your initial reaction after yesterday's Super Bowl in which the Niners came up short to the Kansas City Chiefs?
Overall, I mean, I just, you know, I felt for the guys in that locker room because I know what that feels like. You play in the biggest game of your life, of your career, and you come up short. And so I know what that feels like. On the flip side, you know, as I mentioned to you guys last week, I was kind of torn in between, like, who to root for, because I went to the Super Bowl 39 with Andy Reid. He's absolute my favorite coach. And they're going against a team that I played for, blood, sweat, and tears for 8 years. So at the end of the day, like I said, I would have been satisfied with either win. And obviously Kansas City Chiefs, they come out with the victory. But I think if you've seen the outpour of support for Andy Reid, I couldn't be more proud and happier for a guy that, again, I've coached this game for 21 years, you know, got to one Super Bowl, came up short. And, again, if this is the last hoorah, if he decides to go out on top, this is definitely the way he can do it. But I'm so proud of Andy Reid.
And credit to Kansas City and Patrick Mahomes, because they went out there and made the plays necessary to win that game late. Kyle Shanahan, it felt to me like he went away from their strength. Were you surprised that they didn't go to the ground game more often, especially late when they were trying to salt it away?
Well, I mean, you can't, you know, when you're behind, it's hard to run the ball, you know, at efficient clip to try to get back into the game. When you're behind in the game, you have to get the ball down the field. If you saw, you know, the running game, it was okay, but it wasn't what they needed to be doing at that stage of the game. They had to put the ball in the air. And I think defensively, speaking of the Kansas City Chiefs, they did what they had to do. They made the offense, they made Kyle Shanahan, they made him go to Jimmy Garoppolo to throw the ball. They put the ball in his hands, and I think the defense, they probably understood that he wasn't, you know, your typical, you know, he wasn't Patrick Mahomes-like. So if they were going to beat him, then they dared Jimmy Garoppolo and Kyle Shanahan and that offense to beat him through the air, and that didn't happen.
When you see a young rookie like Debo have such an impact on the game early, were you surprised or shocked that Kyle Shanahan didn't continue to feed him? What could they have done, you think, better to get that young man more, keep him more involved?
Well, I mean, if you look at the impact that he had, considering the position he played, it wasn't through the air, Lorenzo.
Right.
He had a lot of. I mean, it was almost like he was a running back. You know, they obviously had some trick plays, some reverses here and there, but that's not his strength. And obviously, I mean, I'm sure Kyle Shanahan, the offense, they're going to take some heat, and rightfully so. Jimmy G is going to take some heat because in clutch situations, Jimmy G was asked to answer the bell. There's a few pivotal plays throughout the course of that game where Jimmy G just didn't come in and come through and deliver. But you think about a guy like Debo Samuel, I think we talked about it throughout the course of the year. I said it at the beginning of the year. They haven't established their number one identity at the receiving core. I think that's why they went out and got an Emmanuel Sanders. You know, these are things, like I said, when you come up into a game like this, you got to have a go-to guy.
Right.
You got to have a playmaker. You got to have a game changer. And I think they just didn't have that offensively for the offense of the San Francisco 49ers. And that's where I think everybody was looking to see what Jimmy G was going to do on the biggest stage of his career. And he didn't deliver.
Do you think, T.O., how do you break it down? Do you think, is it the offensive line? Did Kyle Shanahan look at the offensive line? You see him struggle at times in pass blocking. Do you look at the wide open when you saw Emmanuel Sanders wide, you know, when he beats double coverage to win the game at the end there. What is it? Do you think, Debo, are they ready? Do they have the enough weapons for Jimmy G to have success?
Well, I think this what they went through this year, the uh-huh. emergence that we saw of some of those younger receivers, that's experience. That is experience that these guys will take into next year. But as I said, when you talk about the third and five play missed the pass to Kittle. When you think about the offensive pass interference called against Kittle, I question that call because that call was the same situation. If you look at the Vikings and the Saints game where Kyle Rudolph caught the
way worse, absolutely
in the end zone. It's a similar situation where he basically pressed out to gain an advantage to catch the ball. There was no difference in what Kittle did in that play there. The NFL should be ashamed of themselves. There's no consistency in those calls. And so again, those are two pivotal plays, that I saw that was momentum changers throughout the course of the game. And you think about the deep ball to Emmanuel Sanders where, you know, Jimmy G just missed it. He wasn't even close. And I think this is what everybody has been doing all year long is questioning, you know, was Jimmy G the guy? Did Kyle Shanahan kind of, you know, cover for him, you know, throughout the course of the season? He played similar. This game was coached almost like a game manager type of situation when it came to Jimmy G.
Hall of Famer Terrell Owens with us here on 95.7 The Game. So do you believe they were a little too conservative at the end of that first half? Well, on the fourth down, they could have called timeout, gotten the punt back, had the ball with two timeouts and probably a minute 37 left. And instead, they let the clock drain all the way down inside of a minute. Were they too conservative there?
Oh, absolutely. When you get in a situation like this, you know, the more points you can put on the board, when you have ample time to put points on the board, you have to do it. You absolutely have to figure out a way and find a way to put points on the board. In a situation like that, I'm sure Kyle Shanahan, you know, he looked at the score. He's saying it's 10-10. We don't want to do anything to, you know, anything fluky can happen. We don't want to risk, you know, going in halftime with some crazy play or what haven't been, you know, down or whatever the case may be, some points where it been 3 or 7. So I think he definitely took a conservative approach there.
How much do you think special teams played into the fact that the 49ers were unable to get over the hump? You had kick returns that weren't that successful, punts that didn't get the field position switched up enough. Is that something that we're not looking hard enough at, the fact that Kansas City won the special teams battle?
I mean, for me, it was kind of even keel to me. I don't think any one team was overly spectacular in the special teams play. Kansas City may have had an edge, you know, with a couple of plays here and there, but I don't feel like that tipped the scale by any means. It was a deciding factor in the game. There was no eye glaring play that pointed to like special teams. Okay, that's where we could have won the game. I think you look at the third and five play where, you know, Kittle was over the middle and, you know, he was wide open. That's a momentum builder. That's a game changer. That's a chain mover. You get extra downs on that particular series. Again, like I said, the offensive pass interference. These are plays that are huge. That would have been obviously advantageous for the San Francisco 49ers. And like I said, the play with Emmanuel Sanders. The guy had a couple of yards. The ball wasn't even close. So these are the eye glaring plays that I saw that would have, you know, obviously created a different outcome in the game more so than special teams.
T.O., were you surprised that Kansas City had the amount of success they did against the Niners running the ball?
No, not at all. As I told you guys, I think I may have mentioned it earlier in the week. When you have a guy like Andy Reid and you give him an extra week to prepare, this is a guy he's going to find little wrinkles, just like Kyle Shanahan did against the Green Bay Packers. They're going to find weaknesses, you know, with your team to exploit those things. And I think he did that. And I think, you know, if you look at the big play that Sammy Watkins had against Richard Sherman. I watch football. I watch football and I watch certain things. If you look at the play where Watkins beat Sherman up deep, up top, it was the same release that Davante Adams took.
Got him inside.
He went inside. And if you're a cornerback, you think if a receiver goes inside, you're more so thinking that there's going to be some type of inside run route. And so they did the exact same thing, and they took the appropriate time, and they picked the appropriate time to run that route because you hadn't seen throughout the course of the game them pick on Sherman that much throughout the course of the game. They sought out down the distance and that particular time to run that route. Because any other time, with all the space that he had to the sideline, he could have easily taken an outside release. He saw what Davante Adams did on that release, and they incorporated it into this game plan, and they got the same result. That's an Andy Reid type of mentality and detail, attention to detail to players, schemes, and momentum big plays, and that's one of those momentum big plays that they needed.
Terrell Owens, the Hall of Famer, with us here on 95.7 The Game. T.O., it's hard to imagine, but you've been on with us every week since the start of the season. This is the final regular weekly hit, dude. We've had a great time talking with you. Thank you so much for being a part of the show on such a consistent basis. Have a great offseason, and we're looking forward to catching up with you again in the future.
Man, I'm going to miss you guys, man. It's been a joy. It's been a pleasure. I think I've talked more football this year than I think I ever have in my entire life. It's been awesome, connecting with you guys, chatting football, having fun, talking about a different number of topics. And next week, I don't know what I'm going to do with my
episode. Keep those abs tight. Keep those abs tight.
Exactly, and I don't know what I'm going to do when Lorenzo gets ready to ask his question. He goes, Tio, what do you think the 49ers you need to do to get over the hump for next season?
You like when I'm going?
You got him in here blushing, T.O.
I didn't know the guy had jokes. I love it.
T.O., Dibs gets on me all the time because I switch it up. I'll go, I got the chameleon. You
got
to.
Oh, my God. You definitely got to change the pace. You might need to get to a late night radio show, man. You know what I mean? Love with low.
Don't worry, we got something coming. We got something coming, TT.
Awesome stuff. Thanks.
Love talk low with Lorenzo.
Great stuff, T.O. Thanks so much, man. We'll catch up soon.
I'll holla.
All right, guys. Love you guys.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.